Khan have seen the glories of Haridas Thakur, he cannot tolerate. And he arranged one prostitute to go and make him polluted, and he will be punished by the people. And Haridas Thakur gets it. But first night, he told, the naam samapta haile kalyuttama priti acharan, I shall satisfy you. After finishing my name, he is taking every day 3 lakhs of name, chanting every day 3 lakhs harinam. And Haridas Thakur told, the naam samapta, he not shown, he knows, it is sent by Ramchandra Khan. Then Haridas Thakur told, I shall satisfy you after finishing my name, chanting. I promise, then I must chant first. But all night passed, chanting not finished. Then Haridas Thakur said, today chanting not finished, tomorrow you come. And next night that prostitute comes, next time also not finished. Then after night that lady come, and the prostitute, and her mind also automatically changing. But when 3 nights passed, half, then Haridas Thakur chanting and seated that woman and changed his mood fully, and that mood she surrendered to Haridas Thakur's feet, lotus feet, and told, I have done much offense. And this is fact. Ramchandra Khan sent to you. But now what shall I do? I have done much offense to you. And after hearing from you the Harinam, my mind become clear, then you give me advice as you advise, you give me, as you give me your advice, I shall follow that, and this life I must leave. Then Haridas Thakur initiated that prostitute and told, you chant the holy name, stay in this place, and make here one Tulasi Mancha. Every day you do Tulasi Seva and chant the holy name of the Lord, you will get the mercy of Lord Krishna and Radharani. And give your wealth or everything to the Brahmins and be a renounced lady and stay here. Krishna will send your prasadam. And Haridas Thakur initiated that lady, that woman. And cycle to someone. Then written in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavad Navi, Yasai Vaisa Haile Kaparama Mahanti Barabara Vaishnavatar Darshanati Janti. That prostitute, after taking Harinam, leaving everything, she was very happy and become snob, changed her taste, shaved his head, and so many big Vaishnav, they are also going to see her, and everyone heard it, and they were stunned to see the glories of Vrijas Thakur. And she is living there, and Vrijas Thakur gone from there, and he met many times with Advaita Acharya, who was his friend. Then another place, Puliya, some different type of place he is living. There was a big meeting, and Ramchandra Khan later punished by the Qazi to make offense to Vrijas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu also. Not externally shown this cause, but other cause, he was very much punished, he is always gone. The one of the meeting, Vrijas Thakur went, there are so many pandits come, and they are doing discussion about religion, and Vrijas Thakur established their Krishna consciousness through the name, holy name of the Lord, everything he will get. Then not necessary yag, chokko, etc. to do. In this age of Kali, this is the main mantra. It is Mahamantra. And through Mahamantra, everything will be satisfactory way settled. And he gave an example, the Namabhas can remove all the offenses. So what about Harinam? Harinam can give everything. But there was one Brahmin cannot tolerate the Vrijas Thakur's glories. Everyone accepted Vrijas Thakur, but that Brahmin said, if it is not, then within 3 days, if it is not, no, if it is truth, then you not will be punished, otherwise your nose and ear will be cut. It. What you are telling, it is not truth. This he gave an objection. But within 3 days everyone have seen his nose become that person's nose, Brahmin's nose and ear become attacked, heavy, kushto, leprosy. And everyone have used to that man and Vrijas Thakur. He don't know Govardhan, maybe Das Goswami Prabhu's father, he arranged that meeting. Then everyone knows Vrijas a Siddha Mahapurush. One day, somewhere, singer come who is singing the glories of Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna, etc. And he is singing the glories of Lord Krishna and Vrijas Thakur dancing with this song and also singing with him, and everyone to see Haridas Thakur. In intoxicated mood, they are bowed down to Haridas Thakur and they are was very much attracted with his chanting and with his mood. And they are surrendered to Haridas Thakur, seeing that one Brahmin thinking, if I shall do like this, then I shall be also glorified. And that Brahmin done like him, imitate. Haridas Thakur. And that singer, he was intoxicated with the mood of Lord Shiva. And everyone have seen that, then singer beating that man so much. You are imitating Haridas Thakur. What you are doing, it is very wrong and nonsense. Then everyone was very fearful to see that. And they know say, he is intoxicated with the mood of Lord Shiva. Then they honor to that man. Then no one tell anything. And Haridas Thakur come from there. This is Haridas Thakur preaching the glories of the holy name of Lord. And he is coming to Advaita Acharya's house. Advaita Acharya have much love with him. And we heard the Madhavendra Puri, he sometimes coming, and he is coming pilgrimage. For pilgrimage, he is going to Shantipur. And Haridas Thakur also went to Shantipur. That time Madhavendra Puri initiated Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya and stayed there in the house of Madhavendra Puri a few days. And that time preaching going very quietly, and Shantipuranath, the Advaita Acharyas have another house in Navadvip also. That time many Pandits respect him so much, Advaita Acharya, that is, he was great Pandit in the society, and they cannot talk over, they cannot say over his opinion. That that Advaita Acharya, when coming, sometimes Navadvip Haridas Thakur also coming with him. And one day Haridas Thakur's glory for showing the glories of Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, he paid him the forefathers' ceremony, and their main plate he given for eating Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur, oh ho, you will be chastised by the Brahmins. Why you are giving me that first plate to me? And Advaita Acharya said, they cannot do anything. In front of me they cannot say anything. Then you don't worry for that. And it is my feelings, if you take this plate, then my forefathers will be more happy, and result will come. You want crores of Brahmin, if you take this, that result will go to my forefathers. Then you don't think it bad anyway, you must take it. Tumi khaila hai koti brahmana bhajan, this word. they are used. Anyhow, ওম মেটা মালাটা নিয়ে দাঁড়িয়ে গেছে, ফার্স্ট দিল গুরু মহারাজকে, পুরনো মালা খুলে ওই যেভাবে দেওয়া চলছে তুমি খাইলে হয় কোটি ব্রাহ্মণ ভোজন, ইফ ইউ উইল টেক দিস দেন ক্রোস অফ ব্রাহ্মিন ফিডিং রেজাল্ট উইল কাম টু মাই ফোর ফাদার্স. দিস ওয়ে হরিদাস ঠাকুর ইজ স্টেইং ইন দ্য নবদ্বীপ ধাম ইন দি মিন টাইম. One day, eclipse of moon, moon eclipse. Phalgun Purnima, you see, Mahaprabhu born that day. And Haridas Thakur and other Vaishnavas, they was very much disturbed by the society. Like Srivas Pandit and Ramai Pandit and many of the Vaishnavas, but they cannot say much to the people of Navadvip. Their mentality like atheistic, but they are doing Kali Puja, Durga Puja, many puja are doing, they are spending money several ways, but they are not doing the worshipping the Lord Krishna. Few person only worshipping Lord Krishna, and they are demigods worshippers, so many was there, and they were very unhappy, and people are chastised to the Vaishnavas, why you are chanting and making disturbance in the society. They were very unhappy. They told to Advaitacharya, the personality, and Advaitacharya said, I shall keep Krishna. I shall bring Krishna from the Goloka, you will see. And he will preach the holy name, and he will rescue these people. Then he every day worshipping Lord Krishna with Tulasi and Ganges water and calling Krishna, you appear please. One day happened, Mahaprabhu appears. That day, Haridas Thakur and Advaitacharya, they were surprised to see the symptoms. There must be something happened. That was their idea. And everybody chanting the holy name of Krishna that day, that night. Eclipse, they are doing that time Ganges, bathing into the Ganges. And everybody chanting holy name of Krishna, hearing Advaitacharya dancing, Haridas Thakur dancing, Srinivas dancing, and they are thinking, what happened today? Eclipse we have seen before also, but no one chanted the holy name of Krishna, but today they are chanting holy name of Krishna, something happened. And later they understand their Mahaprabhu bought that day. The Mahaprabhu, when was a little boy, maybe 2 years or 3 years old boy, everyone seeing the Mahaprabhu's godly symptoms, they are thinking this boy must be incarnation of God. And the relation also was with Mahaprabhu's father's family, with Advaitacharya, very good relation. And Haridas Thakur also told to Advaitacharya, this boy is God, I think so, God, Lord Krishna. this point. And Advaitacharya always was a little suspicious, it is truth or not. But when he heard so much about that boy, that he had one special power, quality, if he will, everyone going to Advaitacharya see his power, if not, it is Shalagram Shila, it will blow. If he will pay Gandhavati, it will blow. It will be great. This power was Advaitacharya, and everyone going to him and showing him, this is Shalagram Shila or not, please tell. And he is paying Gandhavati, it's Shalagram Shila, not breaking. And if it is not Shalagram Shila, then breaking. And everyone also respecting Advaitacharya this way. And that Advaitacharya, for testing that Nima is really come from Goloka or not, he is incarnation of Lord or not, for testing. In one day, he had some relation, holy relation, with Jagannath Mishra's house. And when Mahaprabhu was born, that time also, Sita Devi, wife of Advaitacharya, she went with presentation, so many. And I've seen they kept the name as Nima. Advaitacharya suddenly gone in the house of Jagannath Mishra, and I've seen that Nima is seated in Baranda of the house. And Sachi Devi, joyful heart, she wants to give asan to Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya, not necessary. I come some job, come to do something. And he has seen Nima seated in the baranda, and he gone and he bowed down to his lotus feet. And Sachi Devi was very afraid. You are doing pranam to my son. You are doing pranam, not to do. But he not listen, and he have done. And Nima put his two legs in the head of Advaitacharya. Then Advaitacharya was surprised, and he settled that this boy is Krishna himself come. And he was very happy, and he told to Sachi Devi, you not ignore this boy, he is God. Otherwise he cannot tolerate my Gandhavati. And he put his two legs, two feet in my head, then it is sure. And Sachi Devi, simple-hearted woman, he was very fearful. And he taken Nimai and Sivam in the, Advaitacharya gone out, and Advaitacharya gone from Navadvip to Shantipur. When he is God, then he must call me. Again, I shall not come. This way, he is staying in Shantipur. And Haridas also sometimes coming to see Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu growing so fast and showing his effulgence of brilliance. And everyone was stunned to see the Mahaprabhu first time. He was a very naughty boy, and doing many things. And when he have got age, 5 years, that time he told father, mother, dear, for education give me some toll. Toll, it is Sanskrit. Toll, it is called a school, Sanskrit school. And they give him and Mahaprabhu Gangadhar Pandit school. And Mahaprabhu, he very fast, he learned everything. Especially Vyakaran, he was very famous. And here one brother, Vishwarup, he was 14 years, his age difference was 12 years difference with Nima Mahaprabhu. But he every day going to Advaita Acharya's house. When Nima is grown, so first, and as a student, he entered into school. After that, Vishwarup, he every day joining in the class of Advaita Acharya, while he is doing Pat Kirtan, etc. And Vishwarup, when 16 years old, that time Jagannath Mishra trying to give his marriage, he was great Pandit also, and he do not want to marry, and he leave house and taken sannyas. Seeing that Jagannath Mishra was very unhappy, Suti Devi also unhappy, he mixed with Advaita Acharya and his brain washed. Then they are not liked so much. And also they stopped for learning of Nima. Then Nima, when stopped, not necessary to go to school, and Suti Devi said, if he not will be Pandit, which he will eat in future, he will manage his family. And Jagannath Mishra said, Krishna, giving food to everyone, then it is not necessary to learn. But after 3 or 6 months, Nimai was very naughty, and he is doing so many things wrong. Then Shachi Devi said to Jagannath Mishra, give him in his school, then he will be quiet. And Nimai also said, yes, otherwise which I shall understand what is good, what is bad. I do not know anything, and I am always doing that, then give me school. And what will be, that will be with this mood, Jagannath Mishra again given him his school to Nimai, and Nimai within 12 years become very learned boy. It is not wondrous. It is wonder. Okay, wondrous. Wonderful. But it's happened also before. Another 2 persons. One is Shankaracharya. 8 years old, he become so learned within 8 years old. And also Ramanujacharya, 12 years old, he become a great Pandit. And Nimai also become a great within 12 years. And he finished that learning from Gangadhar Pandit, and he organized school himself, and so many boys, they are joined in the school of Nimai Pandit. I'm 16 years old that time, and he is debating with all the Panditas in Navadvip. And this time Haridas Thakur, he is watching Nimai Pandit. And many times he is going and seeing Nimai Pandit, and he feels he is Lord Krishna, no doubt. And he is chanting, but Nimai doing many things, joking with the Vaishnavas. And that time Murari Gupta, Gadadhar Pandit, Srinivas Acharya, Srinivas, Srivas Pandit, and many of the devotees, they was also very learned, but Nimai always disturbing them, asking so many questions, etc. And other Pandits, they was very disturbed by Nimai, that is, no one can debate with him, that type of his Panditta, intelligence in the scriptures. Any kind of scriptures, he is challenging to everyone. And that time Digvijay Pandit come, and Nimai seated with the boys, maybe few hundred boys, they are learning in the school of Nimai. And he defeated Digvijay, you know that, Digvijay. Then Nimai Pandit fathers disappeared, and after 1 year he went to give the offerings to the father in Gaya. It is very famous. If you give the pindo in Gaya, then your forefathers will be liberated. And it was customs, anyone's father, mother or grandfather is dead, they are going to give pindo, some offerings in the Vishnu Path Padma in Gaya. And before that, many times Ishwar Puri, he come. And Ishwar Puri also heard that Nimai is like that. But seeing the Ishwar Puri, Nimai always very gentle and quiet and taking his lotus feet. And Ishwar Puri is also much loved for Nimai. Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, they took prasadam in the house of Nimai Pandit. Madhavendra Puri before, that time Nimai not born, maybe. But Ishwar Puri, he is the great Pandit, and he is composing something about Krishna Lila, and he given to Nimai, please correct my Sanskrit. And Nimai said, you are glorifying Krishna, Krishna is happy. What correction necessary? It is not necessary to correction. This Mahaprabhu given much respect to Ishwar Puri. Anyhow, Haridas Thakur with the Advaita Acharya, he more enthusiastically preaching. And Mahaprabhu, when come back from Gaya, there he met with Ishwar Puri. Ishwar Puri was certainly the time in Gaya. And when Mahaprabhu says, Sindhi Sapuri, Mahaprabhu wants to take initiation. And Prabhu kaya gaya, Trasapal Amar, Jatakkhane Dekilam, Charana Tomar. Mahaprabhu said to Sapuri, this is fulfilled, my Gaya, coming into the Gaya. That is, I have seen your lotus feet. You are a great devotee of Krishna. Please hear, you give me initiation. And Ishapuri was very happy, and he gave an initiation to Mahaprabhu. And with initiation, he became intoxicated with the mantra, and he is crying for Krishna, separation for Krishna, this feeling come to him. And when Mahaprabhu come back from Gaya, everyone wants to stand to see his mood as a devotee. And everyone was very surprised. Before Mahaprabhu disturbing the devotees, asking the questions, etc., etc. But they prayed to Krishna, the Krishna, if Nimai Pandit become a Vaishnava, then we can defeat everyone. And when they have seen the Nimai Pandit become already Vaishnava, they were very glad. And someone Vaishnava's house was one, a big Kunda flower, and every Vaishnava every day going for collecting the flower. And they first told the Nimai Pandit, become Vaishnava, you heard. When Mahaprabhu come back and hearing that and seeing his mood as a Vaishnava, they was very happy. And someone given the news, the Nimai Pandit become Vaishnava. Prathami Koyan Shiva Sudar Gasti Baraun Krishna Ama Savata. Srivas Pandit first told, it is truth and Krishna is very merciful to us. If it is truth, we want our group will be increased by this preaching of Nimai Pandit. This way, Mahaprabhu shown his own mood as a mood of separation from Krishna. And Srivas Pandit's house was Sankirtan field, and there Mahaprabhu every day chanting the holy name, that's Haridas Thakur chant, Advaita Charya and others chant there. This way Mahaprabhu shown there his form as a Narayan, as a Krishna, etc., etc. Everyone have seen, and they was surprised. Krishna playing with us. And Haridas Thakur joined wholeheartedly with that Sankirtan. But some of the Hindus, they were very anti, and they complained to the Kaji, and Kaji came and broken the code, and Nimai was very angry, and he told, from this night I shall do Sankirtan, a whole Navati. Before he is hiding, but from that day he declared, I shall do Sankirtan. And there went to the Qazi's house, that is Qazi's man, broken the coal. And Haridas Thakur was in the fast, in that group, Haridas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, etc. And they went to the Qazi's house. Qazi was very fearful to see the thousands of people come and try to attack his house. But Mahaprabhu said, no, Qazi will come out and I shall talk with him. And Mahaprabhu talked with Qazi. Qazi was very happy and Qazi said, from this day no one will disturb you from Kirtan. I promise. Not only that, my family, by generation, they not will disturb you, Sankirtan. This way some compromise happened and Nimai Pandit was very famous. Yeah, and Jagai Malai Uttar, etc., etc. Many first times of Mahaprabhu happened, but Haridas always was with Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu tried to preach the Krishna Kirtan, he chosen the first two persons. One is Haridas, another is Nityananda Prabhu. In the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu met with Mahaprabhu in Nandana Acharya Bhavan. And everyone knows Nityananda incarnation of Baladev and Mahaprabhu incarnation of Krishna that way. And when Mahaprabhu ordered, they do Sankirtan door to door now. And Haridas and Nityananda, they were the Senapati, general for Sankirtan party. As a general, they are going everywhere and telling the order of Mahaprabhu to Balakrishna, Bhajakrishna, Balakrishna, Sikha. Mahaprabhu told to Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, Suna Suna Nityananda, Suna Haridas, Sarvatra Amarajna Karaha Prakash, Pati Ghari Ghari Giyah Karahi Bhikkha, Balakrishna, Bhajakrishna, Balakrishna, Sikha, Yavo Yadna Baliba, Nabalaiba, Dina Vasanyasi Amare Kohiba, Tumla Magile Bhikkha Jai Nabaliba, Tavyami Chakra Hasta Samari Katiba. Mahaprabhu intoxicatedly told this order to Nityananda and Haridas, and they went to preach. In the meantime, they have seen Jagai Madhai, and Jagai Madhai was very much intoxicated by wine and meat, etc., using and doing so many sinful work. And Nityananda said, he is the fittest person to preach Krishna consciousness. And Haridas Thakur said, oh, I am old man, not to go him. And they are very much strong. If they will kill us, can kill. They killed before so many. But Nityananda Prabhu said, no, they are the fittest person. And Nityananda went to Jagai Madhai and told, oh, Jagai Madhai, it is order of Mahaprabhu. You chant the name of Lord Krishna and be liberated and be happy. And they are intoxicatedly sin to Nityananda and Haridas. They said, oh, you are teaching us, then we are teaching you. And these are their going to beat. And Nityananda ran, and Haridas also ran, but Haridas cannot run like Nityananda. Nityananda young, and Haridas was old that time. That's a fan, little bit off. Then they told to Mahaprabhu, we have seen the Jagai Madhai, and you know also Jagai Madhai, they are very sinful man, and Nityananda wants to preach Jagai Madai, and Jagai Madai was very angry and they want to kill us. Today Krishna said, I shall not go with Nityananda. Nityananda is a madman, and you've given my helper. It is, I shall not go with Nityananda. And Nityananda laughing, and Nityananda told to Mahaprabhu, who will be the qualified to get your holy name? Actually, who is very simple man, your holy name can rescue them. Then I chosen that Jagai Madai. They are the best person for distributing your holy name to them. And Mahaprabhu also laughing. But next day, again Nityananda and Haridas went to Jagai Madai, and Jagai Madai, that time drinking wine, and have seen day and night they are drinking always wine, and seeing Nityananda Prabhu, the Madhai, taking the kalsi kana.
Broken wine for.
Taking and hit at Nityananda Prabhu. Here, and Nityananda Prabhu fall, blood fall. But still Nityananda said, yes, you've beaten me, no problem, but you tell the Hare Krishna. And they was very angry more. And again, Madai wants to beat him and Jagai.